The Americans with Disabilities Act requires equal access to stores, offices, and public places all over the country. It's a federal law. But more than 40% of all ADA lawsuits are filed in California. It's because in California, the law has some extra teeth. People who sue there can get cash damages from a business that is not ADA compliant. And as NPR's Nathan Rott reports, some businesses say they are being specifically targeted.
A customer strolls in as Balwinder Singh Dhaliwal bags a bottle of Sprite and a pack of Fritos, pulling up the sleeves of his knitted sweater.
Thank you.
Dhaliwal's the owner of this tiny corner convenience store in southeast Fresno, so most days he's a cashier too, watching from behind the lighter displays and lottery tickets as customers come and go. Last winter, though, he did not see Natividad Gutierrez.
I did not see him come inside.
Gutierrez has a disability and is in a wheelchair. And on the day he came in, he claims his access was blocked by narrow aisles and boxes. So Gutierrez did what he has done at least a dozen times over the last 6 months. He sued under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
2-3 weeks later, I got a paper. They was asking $75,000.
$75,000 worth of fines, damages, and legal costs wasn't just for the narrow aisles. The suit also said the entrance to the store wasn't in compliance. Dhaliwal walks outside and points to some new concrete.
This was tile, beautiful ceramic tile was right here.
But it was too angled and not slip-proof.
How much did it cost you to tear up all this tile and put in this concrete we're standing on now?
Almost $2,500.
An attorney told Dhaliwal to settle. He wouldn't win because he was not in compliance, and the longer he fought it, the more it would cost. That advice cost Dhaliwal $800.
You settled for $6,500.
$6,500.
You spend $2,500 on this. You're at $9,000 and then another $850. So it's almost $10,000.
$10,000 come from nowhere.
Balwinder Singh Dhaliwal is not alone. A liquor store and a small diner across the street were sued too. Dhaliwal thinks that all of them were sued for a reason.
They are targeting us because they know we don't have a $50,000 to go our attorney to waste the money to defend them. It's just a big scam.
There have been more than 300 ADA lawsuits filed in federal courts in California so far this year. More than 100 of those are in the Fresno area. But it's hard to say just how many of those were against small businesses, businesses like Dhaliwal's. Reading through the court filings in the last couple of months, you start to get an idea, though. Oaxaca Restaurant, Ming's Restaurant, Phonam Restaurant. Andy Chikara is a leader in Fresno's Punjabi business community. He says he's helped scores of business owners in the last year who were facing ADA lawsuits, and more than two-thirds of them, he says, were Punjabi, or a minority like him.
And the dictations on the lawsuits and demands were all similar. They're all demanding for $75,000.
He says most of them settled, like Dhaliwal, because they couldn't afford to fight. And also because for many ethnic communities,
when the word comes lawsuit into their family and stuff, it's a disgrace to them.
The result, Chikara says, is a target on their back for lawyers and plaintiffs who just want to make some quick money.
They're targeting minority and immigrant business owners.
It's laughable. You don't have to target places because, unfortunately, there are hundreds and thousands of businesses that still don't comply. They don't comply until they get sued.
Randy Moore is a lawyer who's filed hundreds of those ADA lawsuits in California. He and his wife represented Natividad Gutierrez in their lawsuit against Dhaliwal.
I could take you down the street from where you are right now, and I bet I could find you 10 places within 10 blocks of where you are that are in clear violation of the law.
There are more than a dozen lawyers in California, like Moore, who file scores of ADA lawsuits a year. Moore says the myth that they target businesses purely for money is just that. There's no targeting, and they're not in it just for the money.
Over 20 years ago, there was a promise of disability access made to the disabled. My objective is to get compliance and make that promise come true.
The controversy over the ADA has been going on in California for years. Small businesses call it legal extortion. Lawyers and plaintiffs say they're disability activists, just enforcing a nearly 25-year-old law the only way they can. The cries from both have been heard by California lawmakers. They've tried to intervene, passing one bill that was supposed to help small businesses and another that created a cast of specialists to check buildings for compliance, like building inspectors. That legislation also made a commission. That's goal is to look at the lawsuits, work with both sides, and find a middle ground. Stephen Castellanos is the chair of that commission. a number of store owners I talked to felt they had been targeted. Is that something you have heard?
We've heard that. It's hard to tell from the data that we have if that's the case or not.
Castellano says they've heard from some municipalities, like the mayor's office in San Francisco, that feel like their non-English-speaking businesses are disproportionately affected. But until he has hard data backing that, he's hesitant to say whether targeting is happening. He will say, though, that there needs to be better communication of the law to small businesses in multiple languages. They've talked to thousands of business owners, and
very few of them have ever said they don't want to comply. You know, had they known or had they been warned, or they certainly would have done it.
California's legislature may take another swing at the law that would try to do just that. A proposed assembly bill would give businesses 90 days to comply after a complaint is filed. If the problem isn't fixed, the business can be sued. That would give businesses that grace period or warning to fix the problem and still allow plaintiffs and lawyers to exact a penalty on those that don't. Both sides have some problems with the idea, but some see it as a step in the right direction. Lee Kai is among them.
I'm all for it.
Kai is the manager of a donut store in Reedley, California, just southeast of Fresno. She's in the unique spot of seeing both sides of this issue. Her business was sued, and
I myself in a wheelchair.
She says all of the complaints against her store were minor. A doorknob with the wrong kind of lock, an incorrect disabled access emblem, things that she would have been happy to fix given the chance. But she thinks those kinds of lawsuits are giving the ADA a bad reputation, and by extension, disabled people like her.
If I was to go into a store, you know, would I get that look like, is she here to shop? Or is she here to see if my building is up to code or accessible?
And that, she says, is the opposite of the law's intent. Nathan Rott, NPR News, Culver City, California.